Into fabrication. Are 3D printers bee's knees? You know that scene in the 1989 Batman with Michael Keaton where he grabs Vicky Vale, points what looks like a weapon at Joker, presses the trigger? The weapon does something utterly useless. And then, as they fly out of the door with Miss Vale fake screaming, the unhinged Joker goes, "Where does he get these wonderful toys?" To answer the question, he designs them himself. Useless and strange functionality, like a red button in the sea of yellow, lies at the heart of actually owning something for real. This is my vision of a reasonable wallet. It comes with a dangerous-looking button that upon a press extends its wings. The wings just happen to hold the bolts of the locking mechanism. I am happy with a 3D-printed plastic version, but it is possible to print it as wax and then cast it in aluminium. Unless you design something yourself, the true owners are the artists, designers, and engineers that created it. The pink elephant in the industrial design room is the fact that people can only own copies of the product. Not only should we own 3D printers, desktop laser cutters, and milling machines, but we also need to learn the software. There's nothing more fascinating than learning how to build a hinge for your purse or wallet. Plus, it may be something that people who just like knickknacks may be interested in purchasing. Not to mention building your favorite gadgets inside out at sub-millimeter precision scale and spending a whole half hour examining the magnificence of your first mechanical device. Yikes! 3D printers are not just about printing other people's designs from the internet, but creating your own so that you can actually truly own something. You know how you go to a museum and you don't really know what style or period or even type of thing you are into? Once you start designing your own products, you will snap into your own style, period, type, genre, and every other type of category there is. Your own designs become your reference point to every other piece of art, to your own class and style. I'm not much of a car person, precisely because the only people that can really own a car are the artists and engineers that made it. But for the first time in my life, I clicked on Automania over at the Museum of Modern Art in New York. I've been staring at the 1960 Airstream Bambi travel trailer, deeply unhappy about the square windows. My goodness, can you imagine the Bambi with beautiful yacht-like portholes? What a piece of art that would be. I wouldn't have noticed this mistake if I wasn't examining the fancy round corners for my own product design. And high school, where individuality and originality still matters, thank goodness. Once the high schoolers figure out how easy it is to become an industrial product designer, they will realize that Macklemore, that cold-ass hunky, was actually warning them in his thrift shop song that paying extra for other people's designs is just getting tricked by a business. Blender modeling tutorials and 3D printers are not only essential for a high schooler, they are critical because that is the difference between getting tricked and being original. And they are already getting tricked by the crappy education they are getting. 3D modeling original creations and printing them out on 3D printers creates an interesting career path. High school diploma and college debt is supposed to lead us to a career, but in the modern age, it just takes a few hours of tutorials to get ready to sell things online. It is possible to just sell 3D models, like a modern armored Batman, for $3, like ugly $20 wallets or $25 cosplay masks, or $200 futuristic cannons with LED lights. What is incredible about this is that nothing needs to be printed until it is actually sold. Online stores often have a number of sales listed. The simple cosplay mask I was looking at sold 7,913 copies, which at $24 comes to $189,912. It may be rare to make that much money from 3D printed models, but it is a fine entry point into the world of business, and it certainly makes for powerful daydreams that crush the threat of poverty. In closing, I would like to add that creating products is not just about 3D modeling and 3D printers. It is about learning and prototyping. Once a person learns the workflow and prototypes some basic models, they can then pay an experienced designer to create something that they completely understand, giving the 3D modeler instructions on the subject of decorations, hinges, even texture, and taking that model to an online store that will do the printing for them. Understanding 3D printing also marks the comprehension of the process of fabrication. At this point, CNC milling machines are a matter of an email to the designer. Moving from plastic to metal takes no effort, and here high-quality products can be shipped at high prices. Not all products require weeks of assembly. The tinkerers are often quite satisfied buying kits that are yet to be assembled. Such could be the case with a wallet that comes with a dozen of components and is pure delight to put together with little screwdrivers and fancy brass screws. Creating a metallic Terminator skeleton kit, which sells for about $1,000 to $3,000 and probably beyond, can certainly get a company started. And what great joy for a young person would it be to both receive shipments of metal or resin Terminator skeleton components for painting and sale, and have a small army in the garage for those who wish to have it shipped overnight. Mark my words, any expedition into the world of fabrication is bee's knees.